right. Is it fair to say that somewhere within the tri-state area, there have been issues in the past, and I'm saying within the sound of my voice?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And so you're reaching out to those individuals and basically sending them a message, or sending a message that may reach those people. Please come forward, tell your story, go to the police, or call this number, 314-566-9790. And ultimately, do most of these individuals who have kept a lot of this inside for a period of years feel better once they finally get it out?
That is almost 100% what I hear from survivors. This Lori, for instance, she had been carrying this around for years, and it stops you from doing a lot of things.
It prevents some of these people actually from even being able to lead normal lives.
Right, exactly. They, all of them definitely need to have some kind of therapy. When you're abused as a child, you really don't half the time know what's going on, and you don't even know if it's wrong. A lot of times, these people, and they continue to, when they grow up, they blame themselves. Mm-hmm. They blame themselves, oh, how did I make this priest, this holy priest, do this to me? Mm-hmm. This and that's the hard part for them to get past. If they just understand we're dealing all with human beings here,
yes,
and they need to... they don't have to carry this around for the rest of their lives. They are not alone. There are thousands of victims and supporters out there, and they will believe you.
This is Judy Jones. She is the SNAP director for Southeastern Ohio, a number at which you can call for the national headquarters is 314-566-9790. Different websites you can .org, is that correct?
That's correct.
SNAPnetwork.org or steubenvilletruth.org. And again, what does SNAP stand for those that are tuning in late and didn't hear the beginning of the program?
Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priest.
Okay.
It was started in the 1980s.
It was started in the 1980s. How do we address this? If you go back, do you think that a lot of this has been known for decades or for even centuries, and it just was taboo to even broach the topic, and just now in the last, what, 6 years?
Yes.
8 years?
Yes, since 2002 when the Boston Globe came out, that's what really opened it up. And I also believe that the technology, people are not willing... They're looking to live their lives in integrity more. And back when I grew up, everything was for appearances. Everything had to look right to somebody else. People aren't willing to settle for that anymore. They want to live their lives in integrity. And that's exactly where this Lori is right now in her life. She's finally starting to come forward, and she wants to be able to live her life in integrity, where she can walk down the street and not feel like she has done something wrong, because she did absolutely nothing wrong.
Now, does she tell her story on one of these websites?
She gave me permission to speak for her.
I understand. Okay. Are there people who tell their stories?
Yes.
Okay. So, in other words,
to hear survivor stories,
you can go to snapnetwork.org or steubenvilletruth.org.
The Steubenville Truth one is this.
Okay. Locally, what do you do? In other words, you're a person with local... You're born and raised here, but you are now based in St. Louis. You are the SNAP director of Southeastern Ohio. Who should they call? They should call that St. Louis number?
They can do that, or they can call my number also.
Okay, go ahead and give them your personal number.
My cell phone number is 314-974-5003.
Mm-hmm. Give me that number again.
314-974-5003.
Okay.
And my home number is 636-433-2511.
Okay. What is, I'm going to let you have the last word here. What is a message that perhaps we haven't left with our listeners? I mean, our listeners read newspapers. They know that there have been allegations involving certain individuals, certainly within shouting distance of where I sit. We're not mentioning any names here. The truth is that there are a number of people you believe that are out there, again, for those that are tuning in late, who have been victims of this type of abuse in the past, and you are doing everything you can to get them to please come forward. And what is your objective?
Okay, the biggest reason to come forward is to get the truth out there, because the abuse is still going on. This isn't past history. It's still going on.
How do we know that? I mean, how do we know that?
Yes, I have survivors and people who contact me.
I got you.
So kids are still at risk. And the biggest thing that we hear from survivors is, I don't want another kid to ever have to go through what I went through. And so that's what the whole thing is if the truth gets out there and it gets exposed, then the abuse is going to get stopped. The kids are going to be safer. The perpetrators are counting on the victims to stay silent. And they do that so they can continue to abuse, and plus so that they don't get caught, go to jail.